The conclusion of Pacifica Radio Network host David Feldman's interview with Forbes contributor Adam Hartung. They wrap up with a discussion of why Social Security funds should not be invested in a rigged stock market.
Welcome to the broadcast. I'm David Feldman, DavidFeldmanShow.com. We're joined by Adam Hartung, who writes the leadership column for Forbes magazine. He is also the CEO of several companies. Thank you for joining us, Adam. People who work for a living and invest for retirement. Social Security should not be privatized, should not
Never.
Be... Why is
Absolutely.
That? Why
the
is
biggest
that?
Crisis in America if we ever did that.
Why?
Because people who know... People who are unsophisticated. I have a master's degree from the Harvard Business School, and I struggle to be a good investor. If there is no way the average person can invest in stocks in an intelligent manner.
Because
and to say they
are...
have to take their retirement fund and put it into equities would lead to a massive loss of money.
Right. The smartest people I know people who are doctors and lawyers, professors, and you ask them about this kind of stuff, they don't know this. And because they don't know this, vultures and sharks on Wall Street are salivating at the idea of privatizing Social Security and just robbing really bright people, really rich people blind by convincing them that the stock market, you know, over time will go up, and if you research it, you'll do even better. That's what people believe. Really smart people are stupid enough to believe that.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't use the word stupid, but I would use the word uneducated about investing.
Now, there are more mutual funds and hedge funds than there are publicly traded companies.
Yes.
Think
and more
about this.
Of them do there is a higher percentage that do less good than the Dow Jones Industrial Average than those
one out of five mutual funds each year, and I think it's even lower with the hedge funds, beat the Dow Jones Industrial Average, do better
that's
than
right.
the, so
one out of five, and that's not the same 20% year after year after year.
Correct.
Like one company will be on it for 2 or 3 years and then suddenly they'll drop a whole lot, usually because they're three years ago they were heavily invested in oil, and they did really well for 3 years, and then boom, this year they fall like the Titanic. So when I talk to people, I always remind them that you have to have a place to live. You're never going to not need a place to live. If you have a mortgage, that's costing you 4%, 3-4%. If you pay down your mortgage, you get a guaranteed 3-4% rate of return on your money. Today, that's the best guaranteed rate of return you can get. You can't buy a bond. You can't buy anything that's going to guarantee you a 3-4% rate of return. Paying down your mortgage will do that. Now, if you've had a mortgage and you've been lucky enough to not move and you've gotten down 20 years on your mortgage, you might have some money to invest. If you have money to invest, then what I tell people is go with the true top index, the Dow Jones. Just buy diamonds. Because that's a rigged system, as you said, but it's rigged in favor of the investor. And it's one of the few places where you get the same opportunity as the very, very rich man does.
And if you want the same opportunity that the very rich man has, read Adam Hartung in Forbes magazine. He writes the leadership column. Thank you so much for doing this.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
Our executive producer is Troy Conrad. We are produced by Jimmy Lee Wirt from the KPFK studios in Southern California. I'm David Feldman. Thank you for joining us.